You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, July 31st. We're talking campus ministry. And if you haven't got a copy of the summer issue of Engage, Lutherans Engage the World, you need to check it out. That's who we're talking to today. Mm-hmm. Two perspectives on campus ministry, one from the parish DCE and now from the campus ministry pastor. Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Greg Michael. He's pastor at Christus Victor Lutheran Church and Student Center at the University of Georgia. And here in Illinois, it's Athens, but in some parts it's Athens. So I'll ask Pastor Michael. Pastor Michael, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So is it Athens or Athens in Georgia?
It's Athens. That is one town we do pronounce correctly.
Well, Pastor, tell us a little bit about the history of Christus Victor Lutheran Church and Student Center, and we'll get into how you go about campus ministry.
The campus ministry has been here for some time now. There was a congregation here back in the mid-50s already, and then I believe about 69, that congregation was given a plot of land. Given is a strong word, but they had access to a plot of land, and they relocated there, and then the campus, this was just a campus ministry at this site. And so from 69 to, or 70 to 1999, it was solely a campus ministry. And then in 1999, Christus Victor was chartered. And it's been a university congregation.
How do you go about campus ministry? And what's life like as a campus ministry pastor?
Well, it's always different. When you recognize that you have a rotating membership, whether that's official membership or just membership in terms of the body of Christ, you recognize that things change. Ministry, you're always dealing with people, and everybody's different. Thanks be to God. That's how God made us. He made us to be unique, to be individuals, so that we could relate to others. And as we relate to others, we recognize it's not about me, but it's about caring for them, even as we see Christ exemplify life by giving himself to die on the cross for us, that care for the other. And so as we engage students here, the question is always, how do we help them? How do we engage them so that they recognize who they are in their baptisms? And if they haven't been baptized, to grow in that understanding of that gift and rejoice in that gift. But then as they grow in who they are through study, through interaction with each other, then also helping them, how do we get them to realize, okay, this is something that we want them to be able to share. And so reaching out with, as we would say, Christ Victory, since we're Christus Victor, and then also trying to figure out how to use them, use the gifts that God has given them so that they can develop as leaders. Here at Christus Victor, in terms of utilizing their gifts as we reach out to campus, but also as a congregation, utilizing them in the and church council, utilizing them on committees and the like, so that as they leave here, they can engage in the congregations they find themselves in the future. And so how I approach it, or how I engage students, really depends on the students, where they are, where they, what opportunities, what gifts they have, and trying to help them move along in their faith. And so it's certainly not a one-size-fits-all, but hopefully it is something that engages them personally so that they can grow as part of the body here and moving forward.
when that time comes for a student to be going away to college and finding, hopefully finding a church home during that time, sometimes, you know, kids don't always like to listen to what their parents tell them. So I've heard. Is it more important for that search for that new church home to start from the parents or from the pastors, or home congregation or both? What does that relationship look like?
I would hope that it would start with the student. And I know that's not either of the options you gave me.
That's all right.
But saying that, recognizing this is something that these are adults. As I tell people, if they are old enough to go to war, if they're old enough to vote, these are adults. Now, in the last however many years, we have not been treating them as adults, and that's shame on us. But I would encourage recognizing that transition to adulthood starts well before they go to college. And so helping the student recognize, you know, going to church is not something we have to do. It's something we get to do. Mm-hmm. We get to go to church to receive the gifts, to grow in our faith, to grow as a body. And so helping early on that this is a joy and an opportunity rather than, oh, I've got to go to church, I think is a big step in the right direction. Now, that being said, different personalities require different things. And so there are definitely some students that feel a little less comfortable reaching out. And so I would say, given that every student is different, the answer could be different for everybody, but it's probably easier if the person that has the best point of contact at the congregational level would contact the respective parties so that they can reach out then to the student. It is true that, you know, we at the campus ministry level can reach out to the student. If we do not know the student exists, it is hard to reach out to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that might sound obvious, but sometimes I wonder. So,
that's a conversation.
Yeah, but definitely somehow get that information. And some students have great relationship with their parents, and that's a great way to get connected if their parents come and tell.
Yeah, absolutely. I know my pastor at home, I went to Concordia, so that it wasn't as big of a thing as going to a public university, but my home pastor was definitely very helpful in helping me find a church home for my time in Chicago. There were a lot of options, so pointing me in a good direction was definitely helpful for me. How important is a faithful campus ministry in this time as these young adults are forming their, I don't know, their beliefs, their finding their identity, if I can use that word? How important is a good, faithful campus ministry in this time of life?
I think, obviously, I'm in this line of work, so I think it's pretty significant. When you think about it, they are exploring. Mm-hmm. They are trying to figure out who they are. And to recognize whose they are in the midst of all of that, to guide them to recognize that regardless of all the peripheral stuff, whose they are defines primarily who they are. And then that living out their identity as a baptized child, in as a student, as a friend, as a significant other, as however that looks, is huge, because the world definitely does not view things in the same way, and so they're going to be emphasizing different things, and they're going to be frequently emphasizing different things that our old sinful self likes to hear. And so being able to have some way to maintain a foundation and a grounding in the joy of being God's people, the joy of being gifted by God with grace and mercy is huge.
You mentioned earlier, You mentioned earlier you have we have just about a minute left, but you mentioned, you know, being right the close proximity to students in the campus there. How important is it to partner with other churches, other congregations who don't necessarily have that close proximity, or those who are sending students to that university in your area? Maybe they're, you know, from the other side of the state or the other side of the country. How important is it to partner with other congregations? Just about half a minute there.
I think it's important to recognize that we're part of a bigger body. And so regardless of how that looks, developing those relationships, we partner with folks on retreats, with, and mission trips and things like that, or servant projects, calling them, doing that helps them recognize, hey, we are not isolated, and we have too much isolation and individualism in our society and in our congregations. And just to help foster that is, I think, huge for understanding who we are in Christ.
Our guest today, the Reverend Greg Michael, pastor at Christus Victor Lutheran Church and Student Center at the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia. I think I got it right this time. Pastor Michael, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thanks for having me.
You want to learn more about the story from Pastor Michael or Pete Laborious today from either of those perspectives, check out the summer issue of Lutherans Engage the World. Engage. It's a great magazine. Mm-hmm. Lots of good stories there. You can hear more of the backstory from both of these faithful servants. Thanks so much for joining us for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.